And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on with us. Really disturbing news out of London. Disturbing news out of Egypt, where a resort was hit by terrorist bombers. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police group, not an official police agency, correct, Jay, but a volunteer police organization?
It depends really on what you mean by official. Any one of us could have joined the police force, those of us in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Why we didn't probably has more to do with the politics involved. We prefer to make sure that the police are not leaving any loose ends untied. We're really kind of, I guess, a group of people. We want to work on our own. We're mavericks. We like to work alone. We like to work late at night, not having to report to anyone. Sort of freelancing, that kind of a deal. But you're right in your initial assessment, the bombings in London and the attacks in Egypt. This is a worldwide war. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Now, Operation Home Alert is a Citizens Auxiliary Police program, as you have said and as others have said, to really open the eyes of people to terrorism, correct?
Well, as I said, Phil, I think we have seen Homeland Security stretch thin. I think we are seeing the military stretch thin. But the area where we're not seeing the kind of concern and interest in preventing terrorism that we need to see it, I think, is just in the everyday American. We just don't see people. I got to be honest with you, Phil, since September the 11th, now let's just go back to September the 11th just for conversation's sake. Since September the 11th until now, I thought that we would see the American people gain in courage, I guess, gain a little bit more in terms of intestinal fortitude and their ability to really step up to and take control. But I think the American people are probably more timid, more nervous.
Really?
I think so, than ever before. And, you know...
Well, all right, part of your this Home Alert operation... When you say, before we get into Operation Home Alert, more timid, more nervous...
Well, I just don't think... You know, you're seeing the police doing a lot, you're seeing the military doing a lot, you're seeing our Homeland Security doing a lot, you're seeing our border patrols trying their very best. But what you're really not seeing are the American people really coming up to the plate, I guess, to use the baseball analogy, the way we thought that they could or would. They're a little bit timid. They're spending an awful lot of time talking about how they're not protected. I think one thing you have to understand, this is a war, and I don't want to scare anybody, Phil, but I'm going to put it right out on the table right now, because this is something that you won't hear the police say. In this war, people are going to lose their lives, and I think it's a good bet to say that there's a good percentage of people listening to us right now, just Americans, not soldiers, not police, just regular Americans. You're not going to survive this war on terror. You could become a casualty of it.
All right, now, but part of this, and I understand what you're saying, it's a very serious situation. But
just to follow up, knowing that you may step out of your door tomorrow morning and that may be the last time that you ever see your home because you could become a casualty of the war on terror, wouldn't that make you want to try to do something to save somebody else's life? Well, you don't even see that. So in other words, people leave their houses every day knowing they could get, you know, all blown to hell, or however you want to put it, and they still don't want to maybe step up.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this stepping up. Operation Home Alert that you had this past weekend was intended to simulate a terrorist event. Is that correct?
Well, look, that's correct. This past weekend, Major Elvis Newton deployed three teams, Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders, to test the reaction time and reaction attitude of everyday citizens.
All right, now what did you do?
There were a number of areas that we approached, and we simulated events. I went to a major metro rail stop here in Los Angeles. And I
asked you not to say where, because I don't...
Absolutely, Phil. It was down in Long Beach.
Yeah. I asked you not to say...
I'm sorry, I didn't say specifically where.
I know, but I don't... All right.
Well, look, I took the metro line to a major station, hundreds of people at any time on the platform. I was wearing... And this was a weekend in L.A. It was over 100 degrees this past weekend, Phil. I was wearing a heavy down jacket. I carried with me a backpack. We simulated the appearance of wires protruding from the backpack. Now, understand what we're doing. I've got a very heavy down jacket on. I'm wearing sunglasses. I have a baseball cap fitted down very tight over my head and a heavy down jacket. In other words, I'm giving the appearance of someone who could be a terrorist.
I understand. The jacket, the hat, everything.
That's correct. Now, I was on that platform from noon Saturday until 9:30 Saturday night, and not once was I approached by any citizen. Not once did I see any citizen go and talk with a police officer about me.
Did any police approach you?
Well, that's not their job is, whether they approach me or not. They're not going to approach me unless a citizen tells them about me. Not one citizen went and told the police about me.
But, I mean, the cops themselves didn't see?
That's not, see, again, you're way off the beaten path. It's not about the cops. Did the citizens do something about it? No, they didn't. And that showed me, and that showed us as part of Operation Home Alert, the American people are not doing their part to combat terrorism.
All right. I want to give our number out, but before I do, I want you to tell me specifically what you feel the American people need to do. You say they're not stepping up. You say military is stretched thin, police are stretched thin, Homeland Security stretched thin, airport security stretched thin. What do the American people need to do?
Well, Phil, the American people, first of all, it doesn't seem like they care if someone gets blowed up as long as it's not them. All right.
All right, but other than standing there, did you do anything to draw attention to yourself?
Well, yes, I pulled out a cell phone. I simulated that I was talking Arabic.
All right, do you speak Arabic?
No, I don't, but I was making the sounds of an Arab, talking on the phone, you know, however you want to do that. And, Phil, I can tell you, we really feel that any one of us, we could have joined the police force. Any one of us can help combat terrorism, but the American people are not. And that's why I'm feeling very depressed and down over the fact that they didn't step up to the plate this past weekend.
But I asked you, what do you specifically want people to do? Because if you say to people they're not doing their job, and we're talking with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here on the Phil Hendry Show about their Operation Homeland Alert, where they went into a Metrorail station. And, you know, you had on the hat, you had on the jacket.
Well, I want people to think to themselves, what can I do? If I see someone with a heavy down jacket on, if I see someone who looks like they might have a bomb, am I ready to throw myself, to throw my arms around that person and perhaps muffle a blast? If I see someone throw a backpack into a subway car that looks like it might have a bomb, am I ready to throw myself on that backpack? If I see someone who is talking Arabic on a phone, am I ready to go up and go ahead and, you know, do what I got to do? And the answer to that question is no. Most Americans is not. And that's a problem.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the London bombings. And naturally, you know, you're right when you say we're in a war. There's no doubt about it. But you're saying that the American people, and we could probably get into talking about the British people.
Well, you can see the British people are a little bit better prepared for this kind of thing because they've weathered the storm a little bit. The American people, though, are still sort of what I call hugging their teddy bear. They're still worried.
Yeah, but you're asking the average American to pretty much, you're asking the average American to walk out of his door and say, today I may die in a terrorist blast.
That's correct. That's the first thing you need to think. I think what President Bush has said is wrong. I don't think you say, let's go about my life. Go about your life normally, but with one difference. When you leave the house in the morning, the thought should be in your mind, I may die today from a terrorist blast. Kiss your daughter goodbye. Kiss your son goodbye. Kiss your wife goodbye. Say goodbye to your house. Do all the things you normally do. But as you step into your car and you drive to work, think this thought. Today's the day I may die in a terrorist blast. And what am I prepared to do before I go out? Before I get blown to bits, what am I prepared to do?
And you're saying people should be prepared to throw themselves on that bomber to...
Absolutely. You see a backpack get thrown someplace, jump on it. You see a guy speaking Arabic and he's, you know, obviously giving directions with his baseball cap and all that nonsense, get ready to jump in. you see a guy walking down in a heavy down jacket in the middle of the heat of the summer, get ready to jump him. I wanted to tell you, Phil, because at 9:30 on that platform, after no one had said anything to the police about my suspicious behavior, I was approached by three black males, and at that time, I was then, at that time, mugged.
So you got mugged on that platform?
Yes, I did. I was thrown to the ground. They rifled my pockets, went through my credit cards. I remember them dropping the wallet on me and saying, "Have a nice day, Whitey," or some kind of deal. So I got mugged by these black kids after I was suspicious.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's
well, it says a lot about the police enforcement down there, but the police are stretched in. They're looking for terrorists. I had three black kids come up to me, and they took everything that I had, my dignity, just ripped my dignity from me, because I had been waiting for Subcommander Neaton to pick me up at the 9:30 platform. I told him, 9:30, pick me up down there at the Downing platform. Well, he was late. I stood around for about an hour, and these three black kids came up and, you know, doing all that, you know, this kind of deal, what they do. I ignored them. I continued reading my magazine, but it didn't do any good.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The war on terror has now visited the streets of London. And it's quite obvious that this is spreading, at least from the standpoint of this attack on any country, I suppose, that's involved in this actively against Al-Qaeda. He is saying that the people that are not doing their job in this war on terror are you and I. We are not. Are we prepared to throw ourselves on a backpack with a bomb in it? Are we prepared to throw our arms around someone who may be getting ready to detonate themselves as a suicide bomb? Are we prepared to grab that person and drag them away from the crowd? Jay found during Operation Home Alert that no, we're not. He was standing on a platform at a Metrorail station here in L.A. in a heavy jacket with a backpack, baseball cap, all of the things that look suspicious. And he said he was not approached by one person or police officer throughout the day until 9:30 when he got mugged by three black teenagers. So, there it is. Are we failing as a people? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all. Just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police on what we can do to help in the war on terror as bombs explode in London yet again, and we have attacks elsewhere in the country. You're saying something I suppose hasn't been said before. The American people are not up to the task.
Well, the American people, Phil, it can be understood, are a little bit more skittish, I guess, and if you're a professional law enforcement, but the American people have not stepped up to the plate yet, really, to take control of this situation. I think we need to see from the American people a willingness to die in the terror attacks. I think we need to see from the American people a willingness to step into the breach and neutralize a terrorist. I think we need to see from the American people a willingness, to
kill themselves, is what you're saying.
Well, look, there's a good chance that a lot of people listening to me right now are going to die within the next 5 years from a terrorist bomb. Now, I'm sorry.
See, that's the kind of panic mongering that the president said we shouldn't do.
No, the president never said that. He said to be alert and to keep our eyes open. But to be alert is to, first of all, a spade's a spade. A good chance that a very, very large portion of the people listening to me right now within the next 5 years will die from some kind of an explosive device. And I'm saying, as long as that's going to happen,
why don't we just go ahead and step up to the plate and jump on a terrorist, jump on a bomb?
I don't know how many people are willing to do that, that's all. I look around me, I don't see a whole lot of intestinal fortitude when it comes to this war.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The American people have the same guts, I guess, that we're asking of our soldiers. Is that it?
Well, I think that's it in a nutshell, yeah.
And you're saying no, they don't.
Not what I saw this weekend. I'm standing there in a coat, and I've got a backpack with wires sticking out of it. I mean, come on. And a baseball cap and everything. And I stood there for 9.5 hours, and nobody said boo. No one even came up to me and said the word boo. And I didn't have a police officer come up to me because no one was even smart enough to talk to them. And at the end of the night, well, I'm waiting for Subcommander Neaton, and I get mugged. To me, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the lack of the guts of the American people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Robert. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I definitely agree with what this... Can you hear me, sir?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. I definitely agree with what he's saying. This is getting a little too radical for me. I think he's sending some really irresponsible messages out there and comments. I mean, for
irresponsible about what I'm saying?
If somebody's talking Arabic on a cell phone, I'm simply saying
what's going to happen is that a lot of people listening to the show right now are going to be exploded in a bomb.
Well, I mean, I agree. If anything, what I think people have to take from your message is that we have to be a hell of a lot more vigilant than we're being right now.
No, apparently
we're being naive.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not saying more vigilant. This is not some candy cane message from Homeland Security, which is what you're basically getting.
Well,
you got to step up. Like one of our soldiers. How's that taken the law into your own hands?
We're not trained. Law enforcement.
Can I ask you a question, sir? How trained do you have to be to throw yourself on a bomb?
How ignorant, how stupid do you have to be to do that?
To save the life of your fellow man? Let them throw themselves on a bomb? Is that what you're saying?
Let them investigate and find out and take appropriate action. You don't throw yourself. Somebody's talking Arabic on a cell phone and you jump on top of them?
I understand that you are scared, okay? And maybe you don't have what it takes.
Well, this guy's
making the same excuses a lot of people make. And I'm saying the day for those excuses is over.
No.
Well, you got to be prepared to. Are you a father?
No, sir. Do you know what
I'm just asking? Are you a father or a husband?
No.
Are you a father? Are you a father or a husband?
Can do one thing. Tell them to bring the American troops back to the homeland. Protect the homeland here.
I want to see the Army and the Navy in the
subways and on the streets of New York and
Philadelphia. You guys are not having a conversation here
in this country.
You guys are not having
our homeland by protecting our borders and not having them over in Iraq.
You guys are not having a conversation. You guys are not having a conversation. You're both giving speeches here, and so nobody's hearing anything.
Well, this guy wants us to bring all our troops back. It really helped the British that they've got the best security in Europe at home. It really helped them a lot. They're getting their subways blown up. What we need is the American people to quit crying about it. And this guy talking about bringing the troops home, I think we know what he's about.
Well, what does that mean?
Enough said.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think he's a gutless wonder.
Hello?
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, okay, look, I agree with what he says. I agree exactly with the fact that we have to take a little bit more action here, but we got to keep an eye out for things where we're going to have, people taking, racial profiling to an extreme, and you're going to just be jumping on anybody that's looking like a suspicious bomber or something like that. Yeah, we'll take action, and we'll alert the authorities,
really?
But how many people are willing to get blown up?
When's that going to happen? We're going to take action. You're talking about we are going to take action. Well, who's that going to be? Is that you?
Well, I'll do what I have to do.
Well, all right. Are you ready? If you see a backpack get thrown in the subway, are you ready to throw yourself on it and get blown to bits? The answer is no. All right.
It's really hard to say because, I mean, okay, look at me. I'm a man with three kids.
So,
and I'm like, you're exactly right. I might get blown up. Not everybody's ready to die for, for just seeing a backpack.
Not everybody's ready to die for their country.
People died on September 11th.
You want some people to die for their country, don't you, sir?
That was bravery. Does everybody have that kind of bravery, knowing that...
Okay, hold on for a minute. I got to put everybody on hold here. What are you saying, Jay?
I didn't say anything. He's saying something.
Okay, maybe he's still talking. No, he stopped talking finally. Now, what did you want to say?
I'm simply saying that this guy's got three kids. I'm just asking him when he leaves the house to kiss him goodbye, because that may be the last time he ever sees him.
That's very true. I agree with
that. Okay, well, then be prepared to throw yourself on a bomb and get blown into something that they can't even identify.
Oh, that's real nice.
Well, I'm just trying to say.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Jay Sattos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we're talking about Operation Home Alert. This past weekend, you dressed up like a bomber. Isn't that essentially what you did?
Well, we affected what is known as the profile. I had a baseball cap, shades, and the point is, Phil, that...
Well, you're saying nobody reacted, nobody called the police, you had a backpack with wires sticking out of it.
That is correct. And then at the end of the night, of course, I got mugged by three juvenile blacks between the ages of 15 and 20 while I was waiting for Subcommander Neaton on a platform. That tells me that the American people are completely not, they're really not getting with it. And I think the time has come to speak the truth. Now, you've heard the people tonight.
Well, I've listened to people say, no, they're not ready to throw themselves on a backpack. They're not ready to wrap their arms around a potential bomber. The average person out there with a family is not ready to sacrifice their life.
Oh, see, right there. You just did it right there. You just said right...
Well, what did I say? I mean, to the average person...
Yeah, right there. Hold on. Right there, you did it. The average person hasn't got the courage it takes that our soldiers have, that our police officers have, that the fireman has, all of them. They want the fireman to go get exploded, and they want the soldiers.
Well, it's just a tough thing to ask a guy to throw himself on explosives.
Yeah, but what if you throw yourself in a backpack and it's just a backpack? What if you wrap your arms around a guy who doesn't have a bomb? The worst thing that happens is maybe the guy, you're embarrassed. You put your arms around a man from behind. Probably very embarrassing.
All right. And throwing yourself in a backpack that doesn't explode,
Yeah, but it's either that, Phil, or people die.
Bobby, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for the caller. Now, we're talking about the intestinal fortitude of the American community.
That's correct, sir.
And I'm wondering, now, if we're saying that we're not tough, where was his toughness when he was being mugged? I mean, you're asking people to give up their lives for terrorism, but yet...
I think there's a big difference, sir, between throwing yourself on a backpack or wrapping your arms around one guy and taking out three guys by yourself.
Well, what I'm saying is, you're still going to the general nature of a person's ability to stand up for what's right.
I'm talking about something that anybody can do.
Anybody could have did that.
Throw yourself on a backpack.
I
annihilated your argument. You got nowhere to go.
I got nowhere to go.
I'm
hearing you complain about how you were degraded and all this other stuff. But at the same time, I mean, to me it seems more like you're whining when you was actually put in a position to respond and to show that
excuse me for being an American citizen and whining about being mugged. But
I mean, it's not about being mugged, but asking the American population to do something that you're not even willing to do yourself.
Well, wait, sir. I'm asking American people to throw themselves in a backpack, and you're talking about fighting three guys? Are you telling me that's the same thing?
Are we talking about losing our life?
I don't know. It might not have explosions.
I mean, you don't necessarily know if you're going to lose your life, but
so,
what you're saying is you're asking the American population to stand up and do what's right.
That's right.
But at the same time, when you're challenged with that very same night, you fail to do it.
No.
You roll over and you quiver and you come on the show talking about what the American population is not doing.
Let's
but at the
talk
same
about
time,
the fact that at least
you sit
I was
back
out
saying
there.
That I'm degraded. I'm so hurt. I'm so disgusted.
Well,
everything.
I think we know what your problem is. They were black and you're feeling bad about it. And
I'm really not feeling bad about it. I mean,
wait
I can be sympathetic, but
wait
it seems like, you're walking on both sides of this thing here.
Well, are you willing to throw yourself in a backpack?
No, I'm not willing to throw myself in the backpack.
Then it looks like you're...
I'm not going to lie.
Looks
at the same time,
looks like you're afraid too.
I think that the American public, when time dictates and mandates, will show that kind of bravery that needs to be there.
I think there's a big difference between three black kids and an Arab who may have, who could blow you up.
I mean, you sound like you've been a little racist to me.
Oh, here
we
go.
I knew about overall toughness.
It's only about 2 minutes into the call. It took you that long to get to racist? I thought you get to a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to show a little bit more intelligence than what you're displaying.
Well,
you showed about
2 minutes worth of intelligence. But I can tell you, sir.
All right. Well, the point here, gentlemen, is what?
Well, the point is we're not going to see eye to eye on this. This guy seems to think that throwing himself in a backpack is a horrible thing. I say it's easier than fighting three kids. Yes, who happen
no,
to be,
I'm saying that it takes the same amount
Africa.
Of fortitude that you're saying that it takes to go out there and sacrifice your life. Either way it go, when you go out into the streets every day, you can lose your life. Yeah. It's no different than taking into consideration the saying that I can throw myself on a backpack and lose the same thing.
Well, when you throw yourself in a backpack, I want you to give me a call. I'll take you out for a cup of coffee.
I tell you what, when you stand up and fight for your rights, then you give
me
a call.
When's the last time you did that, sir?
I'm talking about it right now.
I said, when's the last time you did it? Not when you talked about it.
Well,
three black kids will kill you slowly. At least an Arab has the decency to take you out quickly. Okay?
Oh,
so there's a little bit of...
Well, what do you mean take you out quickly? With a bomb?
Yeah, with a bomb. So I'm saying to this guy, it's easier for him to allow himself to get blown into something that even his dearest friends wouldn't recognize than me to sit there and try to go toe-to-toe with three black kids. Are you crazy? Are you nuts?
Well, I'm just saying, if
you're
asking the person to throw themselves in a bag, I'm asking you the same question. Are you crazy or are you nuts?
Well, you can't even throw yourself in a bag. It might be empty.
Jesus.
All right, okay. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Jay, all I can tell you is from the standpoint of you...
The black boy will squeeze the life out of you like a Bakersfield chimp. You know that as well as I do. Black kid jumps you, it's Bakersfield chimp. Now, if you do...
You're going to have to watch that Bakersfield chimp stuff, man. Because,
why?
Because it sounds like the guy said a little racist.
No. I don't mean a racist way. I mean about the... You remember the chimp that took the guy's face out?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. I'm saying a black boy is probably going to squeeze the life out of you. He'll go wild on you like the chimp does. But if you've got an Arab, it's...
You're really helping, man. Bombs going off, stuff going crazy all over the place, and this guy's in a freaking down jacket at 110 degrees. I'm surprised he didn't pass out before 9:30. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm just telling you, Phil, I don't think it's fair that you would not play the bell.
All right, here's your freaking music.
Because I'm out here trying to stop terrorism. Wait a minute. There's a guy with a backpack now.
I would not approach him.
There's a guy with a backpack now.
Good job, bud.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And don't forget that this coming Friday is our webcast, our second webcast of the summer. All you got to do is go to www.philhendryshow.com, drop $6.95 for a backstage pass. I know it'll be hard. You may have to go hungry. I understand all of that, but it's worth it. In the name of God, it's worth it. www.philhendryshow.com.